Blog Talk Radio.
Our destiny is greatness, people. Why?
Because God did it.
Come on with it.
Talk to him.
Hey, Nick and E in the building.
You know why they yawning, Talk to him.
Come on, E.
Get them out the way.
Come on.
Ain't got way about that.
We loosen the roof, baby.
The story.
It's happening.
Colossal! Our destiny is greatness. Talk to him. We are ready to go. here we go. Nick?
Yo, bro, what's going on, man?
We ready for you, bro. We ready for you. We've been anxiously waiting for the stream.
Yo, I was in the studio, but I couldn't get in. I don't know what's going on, but I'm ready though. Get me!
Woo! It is who we got Wednesday, and we are ready to go today, baby. What's up with you, boy? What's going on, E?
What's going on? Everything's good. Everything's good. We are set up and ready to go now. We needed a host. You know, we're Nick and I are trying to call in the blogtalkradio.com so we can do our radio show. And certain things have to be the way they need to be. I think they needed someone to be the host. I think that's what they were telling us.
Well, I'm glad we got it figured out. Listen, it's who we got Wednesday, and y'all know what time it is, okay? Y'all know what time it is. Now, I don't have visibility into the studio, E, but I would imagine that that our guest is patiently waiting.
Yeah, bro, your imagination is pretty on point.
I must ask
you about this special guest of whom you speak. Who we got?
Yes, sir. I'm glad you asked. Listen, this morning on Nick and Eric in the Mornings, Who We Got Wednesday, we're talking about the evolution of technology. And there's not a more poignant and apropos person to talk about this topic than the president of Tech from Vets himself, the founder and president, Dr. Jeff Shuford. Okay, now he's a Triumph native. He's like my brother, grew up next door to him. So we know him personally, but his ability to use technology to advance not only businesses and not only careers, but this country is outstanding. He's been mentioned on the Huffington Post and BuzzFeed, to name a few websites that have given him accolades and shouted him out for the work that he's done individually, also his company. And we are honored to have him on the show tomorrow, this morning. That's right, he has a PhD. Dr. Jeff Shuford is with us. Jeff, how you doing this morning, good brother?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me, Nick and Eric, and I really appreciate you taking time out your busy schedule to highlight some great work that we're doing out here and in the world. So thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, the pleasure's ours.
Yes, sir.
The pleasure is ours. So we sent you the questions, and what I'd like to do is I'd like to go with Eric's question. Eric's second question first, and then I'll ask two, and we'll circle back around to Eric. So let's just jump right into it. Let's get the show started, get the show popping, and get our listeners some high quality content.
Awesome.
Oh yeah. We want to know. There are things that we want to know from you specifically. I cannot wait for the following content. Listen here, Jeff. How you feeling, bro? It's been a while. Jesus. What's going on, man? How's the family?
Hey, everything's going great. You know, I think last time we seen each other, I was headed to Iraq probably at 17.
Yeah,
I was doing some service stuff. A lot has changed from then. A lot of countries and climates have hit my body since then. And yeah, it's great to talk to you. I was in Triumph about a year ago, and I was not fortunate enough to run into you. But, you know, I'm planning to make a trip. I'm planning on flying private out there in the next couple months, probably, maybe 3 or 4 months. And I would love to link up with you and you know, just catch up, brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I'm the one who wasn't fortunate. It would have been great to see you, but I'll see you soon. And we'll definitely catch up. But listen, you're the president of Tech from Vets. This is what the company's called, Tech from Vets. Now, according to Breakaway Daily, Tech from Vets is, quote-unquote, on a mission to teach ambitious individuals to shape their society for a brighter tomorrow. They are dedicated to teaching new entrepreneurs the right way of using technology to their advantage while also applying that technology to their businesses.
Yes, sir.
That's from Breakaway Daily. So my question is, to start off our discussion, is simply, in what ways do most of your clients neglect the power of technology that we can all learn from and utilize to become more effective ourselves professionally?
Well, Eric, that's a great question. You know, I do a lot of educating clients and potential clients on the importance of technology. Many clients feel as though having a website is enough to be technologically advanced, but this is not the case. Businesses must focus on investing back into the business and consistently looking at reaching a newer demographic of customers. When I speak to potential clients, I like to refer to, you know, the giant companies that spend millions of dollars on Super Bowl ads. Well, you know, a lot of people would ask, well, why are they spending that much money when we can go to the store and see their product, you know, in the store? What they're doing is their goal is to reach a newer demographic of people. And that demographic of people is not only millennials, but it's a growing number of the population that's using smartphones and using more technology. So what better way to reach those people than to be where they are, which is, of course, they're watching the Super Bowl. So to them, there's no guarantee that from spending those millions of dollars that they'll bring in even more millions. It's no guarantee. But what they know is, statistically speaking, if they are where their customers are and they provide great content like the Nick and Eric show, right, that people will see them as subject matter experts in the field, right, of whether they're buying a sandwich or a soda, right, they will stay on the minds of those customers. And, of course, if they have a great content, which is a great commercial, you know, they will go viral and more people will cover their brand. And, you know, they'll be able to reach that target market and that newer demographic of people that they're looking to get to. So, you know, one thing, you know, when I talk to, you know, I get to speak at colleges, I try to tell young professionals, if in your business plan you have to have a website developed, that's great. But you should look at having a mobile application developed, because you need to be on the minds of your potential clients and your target market. So you need to prepare for the future, because it's coming and it's here. So you want to be on the cutting edge. So in your business plan, you know, you would be doing a disservice to your brand if you did not have a mobile application to be developed to highlight your brand and to make the information readily available so people can, you know, click to call your company, you know, learn more about your products and services.
Oh yeah. Yes. That's one of the things that me and E have talked about this before. Convenience. You know, you want to make it convenient for the new market to see, to enjoy, to be able to experience the product or the service, and it has to be as convenient as possible. People flock to the iPhone because you can literally do everything we used to go to the computer for right here on the iPhone.
Yes, sir.
So now you have, you know, this tech piece that you used to have to split up between three different devices all in one, and you're walking around with it. Great response here, Jeff. Let me keep going, and let me keep going with this content. He talked about Breakaway Daily, and you know Huffington Post, which is another great website and article that you were mentioned in. And one of those articles, because there are so many, you mentioned that your company is not about pricing. Your company is not about making money. That your company is about advancing not only the business, but the careers of your customers and just making sure that they are successful first. My question is, how important is that mindset and that business plan in today's society as we transform from a technology perspective, and how has that helped your business grow and obviously be mentioned as one of the top tech companies within this country?
Well, another great question. You know, let's not forget, number one, in today's racial climate, we cannot even hang our head off the fact that we are, not only veteran-owned, but minority-owned, right?
Right.
I mean, word minority is really, shunned at this time. But, as a side note, that really contributes to the interest that people have in our service, in our product, because, you don't see us in technology and owning our own technology companies. But to answer your question, a study by InfoQuest found that totally satisfied customers contribute 2.6 times more revenue than a somewhat satisfied customer. Now, I'm not saying revenue is not important. I'm saying that customers must feel as though they're getting value. And that's what Tech for Vets, what we do, like I said, our goal is not to generate massive revenue. Our goal is to put our clients and customers in a position for long-term growth. Now, the old way of running a business is still great, but unfortunately, 75% of businesses either lose money or break even every month. I don't want to integrate the old philosophy into a new world of cutting edge technology. I mean, let's be honest, guys. Before we go to restaurants, we look at reviews, right? If we haven't been to a specific restaurant, we're going to pull out our smartphone and we're going to utilize and leverage that technology to find out if that's the place we want to be in, right? If that's the food we want to eat, because it's so important. And the same thing goes, for leveraging technology to have happy customers. So when it comes to, prices, Forbes places the average developer salary in most regions anywhere from $60,000 to $150,000 on that particular project. Our prices are a fraction of that cost. And, with so much competition, how can people's business stand out? Not only do you need to consistently innovate your products and service, you also need to provide an outstanding value and exist in business to see, your clients' businesses grow. Word of mouth is not enough in today's technological world. You need positive reviews, notoriety, credibility, and a way to get the information to potential customers faster than your competition. That's why search engine optimization is so important, to the point that Google has released a Panda update to change the way analytics from page ranks have been indexed, because they want to innovate, right? They want people like you, Nick and Eric, who have great content to appear first rather than the companies that have been around for 20 years. So we are at an advantage technologically right now, and the best way to stay in our clients' minds is providing an outstanding value.
That's high quality. That's high
quality.
Yeah,
it's high quality and it's outstanding value. He's got me thinking about our show.
Yeah.
You know, this is the reason that Nick is always so excited to get the great content going, why he wants to get the great content out in this episode and all the time, and why we always push to have great content. You can't rely on simply promotion. You know, how good is the meat of what you're serving? You know, give me a good entree. You know, don't worry about the garnish. Don't worry so much about having pretty hosts and pretty waitresses and having a fancy chandelier. No, how good is the pork chops? How good is what you're serving? Give us good value all the time and get it to us before anybody else gets it to us. Search engine optimization is very, very key. How well can people see what you're going to give them? I like that. That's
yeah.
Key. That's key.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Now listen, people might be asking right now, Jeff, because E, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first tech show that we've had that has been based solely around technology.
Oh, unprecedented, very first.
So I think people are wondering, why is Nick and Eric informing us, motivating us, or enlightening us with technology updates, right? And so I want to put things in perspective for our listeners, and I want you to kind of talk about how the country is changing from a technology perspective and culture perspective. But I want you to do so by referencing the storm of an app that we've talked about on the show with Multiplicity, both with astonishment because not sure why it's jumped as much as it has and consumed the lives and time of so many people, but also how quickly, you know, how expeditiously this app has grown to be the number one gaming app in the history of technology.
Mm-hmm.
And the app that I'm talking about is obviously Pokemon Go. Obviously, technology is the sole running of this app, and it's a testament to how our country is changing. Walk us through Pokemon Go, why it's so successful, and that should help our listeners understand why you're on Nick and Eric in the Morning in the first place and why this is extremely important.
Awesome. Well, thanks. Another great question. You know, I was talking to my assistant at my office, and you know, my office is located inside of the Aetna building, doctors, lawyers, I mean, you know, very, very successful people, you know, insurance companies and so on and so forth. And a lady gets off the elevator. You know, I'm talking to my assistant in the lobby, and she gets off the elevator. The lady looks like she's maybe in her 50s, and she's holding her iPhone in her hand, and she said, "Guys, it's Pokemon everywhere in here." And I said, "Excuse me?" She said, "It's Pokemon everywhere." She said, "They're on the elevators, you know." And she said that, you know, what she noticed was that when she tries to chase the Pokemon, that they run from her and she gets so frustrated. So she says, luckily her husband is in information technology. And he says, you know, "Hey, honey, you know, it's algorithms that, you know, that sense when you're coming, and you know they're gonna run away from you, so you can chase them, right?" And she gets so frustrated, she wants to break her phone. But what that did was that created a conversation, right? That created it opened a conversation that we wouldn't have normally had about smartphones and technology. And guess what? I'm in the business of technology and smartphones. So it is awesome to see people of all ages. It's unfortunate that people are losing their lives. I mean, use it, you know, with caution, you know, and be aware of your surroundings. But it's truly showing you how technology is the driving force of the future. You know, the Nielsen Company released a study showing an estimated 81% of American adults use a smartphone regularly. You know, that's 81%. With the number of users growing by more than 20 million in the past year. So Pokemon Go is a perfect example of the popularity of mobile applications. But there's a key. If you provide a service or usefulness that people can get excited about, and you market your application to your clients and potential clients, you will stay on the minds of your target market and occupy their mobile real estate. Now, Nick, you talked briefly about iPhones. Let's not forget, iPhones, you know, come in either 8, 16, or 32, I believe. So, you know, imagine how many people have 8 gigabyte, you know, iPhones. So they don't have that much mobile real estate. So if you're occupying that real estate, they value your app, which is essentially your brand, right? They value that more than they do anything else on their phone. And they have to see your app when they go to their phone. They have to. So you literally stay on the minds of your clients and potential clients. So, you know, like you said, Nick, you know, we're moving away from computers and moving into a smartphone-dominated world. And we need to embrace this trend. And businesses, business owners, entrepreneurs need to embrace it, or it will pass you by. And you will be dominated by the company that utilizes that technology to reach that market.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool,
that's
cool.
That's huge because, you know, we kind of talked about this offline, but, you know, developing apps at this point is extremely important, and you're even late to the party, you know, not even at this point, you know, when we're starting talking about developing an app to promote and to have convenience for your customers and enhance your business. We're not talking about getting out in front of it. We're talking about a necessity.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about just showing up to the party, but it started yesterday. You know, you're coming for dessert, and if you play around too long, and get caught in traffic, get distracted, it might not be applications anymore. That's how late you are. So you hit it on the nose, Jeff. It's extremely important to stay on the minds of your customer, but it's even more important from a convenience perspective to have this service or product at the fingertips of your customer, and technology is the only way that you can do that. Technology today is growing, you know, expeditiously, and the only way for you to get out in front of it is to do what's already being done, but also connect with companies like Tech from Vets, so they can enhance your business model, your marketing, because you know, obviously, you know, Jeffrey, Dr. Shuford is a marketing consulting for a multi-million-dollar resort home. So listen, it's clear, but let me get out the way. I know you were about to speak.
No,
I cut you off. I'm sorry.
Good. That's good. Who, me? No. I was listening. I was just listening. One thing I hear more than anything, I mean, Dr. Jeffrey Shuford began alluding to it, and he alluded to it once again in just the past few minutes. It's just being in their face and being familiar. And when I think about Super Bowl commercials, I think that's definitely key, because a lot of times people just go with what they're familiar with. And I mean, personally, if people have commercials, especially Super Bowl commercials, I trust them more than I trust other people, simply because they were able to accomplish that. And I know that it's not really about what was in the commercial, but I just know that anyone who was able to get that spot or get a commercial on primetime television or on network television, which is what I usually watch, is someone who works hard and someone who deserves my attention. But just being familiar with your customer, because people don't look for things. People don't look for people don't look out for laundry detergents or which chip brand is really better than the other. As far as like Doritos and the Super Bowl commercials, they just do what they know. They just so make sure you stay familiar. And apps is definitely a key way to do that, because you're right there on your client's phone or on your on consumers' phones. So yeah, that's good.
And you hit some great points. Just to just give a little bit more insight on that. You know, what better way for a new business or a business that has not, received a giant amount of success to prove their credibility than to be, in the app store, right? I mean, like you said, you guys know how much it is to develop an app. It's very expensive, right? So, like you said,
right.
You want to purchase from a company that you know will invest that money. You may not, feel it in your heart, but if you see their advertisements, that they're going to invest that money back into the brand. I mean, who goes to, maybe when we were kids, we went to the corner store that didn't look too good but had good food. But nowadays, we're not doing that, especially as adults. If we go to a store and it doesn't look presentable, we're not going to shop there. It's just the world we're in. But if we go to a store that looks great, you go in, you're greeted very well, it gives that credibility that maybe their food is great too, right? That may not be the case until you go home and cook
it. Right. Now, Nick, did you have anything before?
I think we're good. I think Jeff is Dr. Shuford has done a good job. I'm sorry, people. I'm calling him Jeff because he's my boy. I'm sorry. It's
yeah,
hard
not,
for me to
I call myself too there.
To put the filter on this thing, because he's my right hand man. I would just start calling him Doc like all the time. Doc.
Well, you know what, Nick and Eric, for me. I'm one of the guys, and that's how I want to be with my clients and potential customers. I'm very approachable. If they have any question about technology, matter of fact, I was talking to my dad about, and I definitely want to talk about Triumph here shortly before we run out of time, if you guys don't mind.
You better
talk
about it now because we out of time already.
See, you guys need to have me back. Because we have a lot more we should cover, right?
It's not enough. See how you do.
My dad and I, we were having a debate last night about how important MP3s are and how the CD is still around. And it was so fun,
wow.
how we were having this debate, and he's like, well, Jeff, I don't stream, I still buy DVDs. And I said, well, Dad, the millennials. And he said, I knew you were going to use that word. He said, I was just waiting for the word millennials to come out. He said, I was just waiting. So, the great thing is that technology, just the conversation, piece on it. So Nick and Eric, if you guys would be so kind to have me back, I would love it. I will make time out of my busy schedule, because there are some topics that I definitely want to cover to empower the audience on making, wise technological choices. But when it comes to Triumph, I have to say Triumph Baptist Church made me the technological professional I am today. Being in the audio visual ministry,
baby.
Hey, that's the sophisticated term for the tape ministry.
That's right.
Yeah. And I remember. And I really want to let all the listeners know, Triumph is the place to model your church, to model your brand, whatever you have, model it after Triumph Baptist Church. Because at 14 years old, I was in the audiovisual ministry. I was utilizing, cameras that were worth thousands of dollars, learning how to do transitions on film, recording revivals and sermons. And I remember Mr. Randy told me, I'll leave you guys with this story. you know, it was some advanced transitions I like to use on the camera because they look really special, and I had mastered all the basic ones. And he said, Jeff, you don't understand the magnitude of what you're doing. He said, you're controlling cameras right now that are being displayed through the monitors and the televisions in the off-screen chapel. And what those advanced transitions are taking away from the word. And by taking away from the word, someone may not be saved today. Someone may not join a church today. So when he laid the magnitude of technology, now this is in the 2000s, right? I'm a teenager. I looked at technology differently and understood the magnitude of what I was doing, right? You know, my goal was to facilitate the message to people who could not be in the sanctuary, who could not see it, right? So, you know, I have to thank Triumph Baptist Church for, you know, instilling in me, you know, erasing tapes, making labels, you know, working the audio boards, using a computer, right? When computers were not popular, you know, I have to thank Triumph Baptist Church for all the technology.
They were definitely right. Ahead of the game.
Jeff, Dr. Shuford, you have been tremendous. Okay, and we will most certainly have you back. The tech topic is one that cannot be diluted to 30 minutes. And so we'll make sure we'll get you back and discuss further and really have a clear vision on what it is we need to cover in addition to today's topic around the evolution of technology and also the importance of it for businesses. But this conversation kind of took a turn and gave some great insights to business owners and business leaders. So please reach out to Jeff. You know, you can follow him on Facebook at Dr. J. Shuford, I don't know the rest of his stuff, but reach out to me. I'll get you.
Go
ahead.
Well, I'll quick say techfromvets.com. Sorry, Nick. Techfromvets.com. Feel free to, you know, go to the website or Facebook, just /techfromvets, and you can learn more, or you can check out our feature in the Huffington Post, BuzzFeed. Business.com will be releasing a feature on us here in the next couple of weeks. So,
I'm working with them now. We're doing something big for the very church he talked about, and I'm excited about it. He's excited about it, and we're going to get them excited about it too. Listen, we're out of time here, Jeff. You've been tremendous. It's time for us to hit our listeners with what we always tell them. So thank you for your time. E, are you ready for me to hit them with this good brother?
Please. I'm very ready.
Okay. All right, let's go. Listen, if you didn't get anything from this show, that's on you, because we gave you all this high-quality content, as we always do. But there's one thing we always want you to remember, and that is this. That is that your destiny, that my destiny, that E's destiny, our destiny is greatness, and it's not because of you, it's not because of me, it's not because of E. Our destiny is greatness. Why, E? Come on, brother.
Because God did it.
That's right, baby. Our destiny is greatness because God did it. I'll holler. Make sure you develop an app for your business and only do it with Tech from Vets with my brother, Dr. Jeff Shuford. I'll holler.
Right, baby.